Monday's U.S. midterm elections. Not all of the outcomes are known yet. Some of the races for House seats, Senate seats, and state governorships are still too close to call. But looking at where things stand for the next U.S. Congress, the big picture results for Democrats and Republicans are a mixed bag, and they're pretty much in line with what analysts predicted. Democrats did take control of the U.S. House of Representatives, as many political experts forecasted they would. 218 seats are needed to have control of that chamber, and as of last night, Democrats had secured 223 seats, Republicans had secured 199 seats, and the outcomes of 13 races weren't known yet. Republicans did maintain control of the Senate, as many political experts forecasted they would. They needed to secure at least 50 seats to keep control of the 100-member chamber. Republican Vice President Mike Pence could be the tie-breaking vote if necessary. And as of last night, Republicans had secured 51 seats, Democrats had secured 46 seats. The outcomes of three races weren't known yet. So Congress is split. Neither Democrats nor Republicans had a sweeping victory on Tuesday. And while Republican President Donald Trump and House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi are on opposite sides of a strongly divided political aisle, they both signaled on Wednesday that there were opportunities for their two parties to work together.
I really believe that we have a chance to get along very well with the Democrats. And if that's the case, we can do a tremendous amount of legislation and get it approved. I really believe there's going to be much less gridlock.
We'll have accountability, and we will strive for bipartisanship. With fairness on all sides, we will have a responsibility to find our common ground where we can, stand our ground where we can't, but we must try.
The next Congress, which Americans voted for this week, is the 116th United States Congress, and it will be seated on January 3rd, 2019.